91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young.
I'm Marie Michelle.
Hi, Marie Michelle. We have intern Ben here.
Hello again.
What's intern up, Ben? Oh, here you go, Benny.
What's up again?
What's up, brother? Shotgun Walt in here today.
Yeah, setting up.
Nice.
As we speak.
Yeah. We play all kinds of stuff.
I'm still feeling dizzy from last night, I think.
You are?
I only had two drinks.
We had a great time yesterday. Marie and I went out and saw Willie Alexander up in Gloucester.
I know.
Yesterday, late afternoon.
Yeah, it was
and then we spun down to Sally O'Brien's in Somerville, and they had an Elvis Costello tribute.
Yep, place was packed.
There was like three Boston supergroups all playing.
Three supergroups.
Elvis Costello stuff, so fantastic. Shotgun Waltz is setting up here, and I don't know, what time do you guys think you'll be going on? An hour or so? Half hour?
Professionals here.
We're playing it by ear, but probably about a half hour. Let's just get... we'll get things started with some Stooges, since I'm still like,
you're
oh my god,
Iggy Benda.
This is the year of the Stooges for me. I don't know why. I get like into something, and I get into it.
Yeah, you really do. I know. I have to live with it. I know.
91.5. It's ever since when I saw that Jim Jarmusch. I recommend that story of the Stooges, Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah.
After I saw that, it was like my appreciation for Stooges.
That's
and
when it started.
The Ashton Brothers and
the slight obsession.
Watch it, you'll be like me. Trust me. You'll get into stuff like this. This is another rare one from Iggy Pop and the Stooges. It's called "The Scene of the Crime."
Jones, man. How about Dave? Overdeed on alcohol. Oh, what's Rock doing?
Oh, he's living with his mother. How about James? He's gone straight. We'll be right back.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Thank you. This next song we're gonna make believe. USA. Plucked her eyebrows along the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she that said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." All right. Everybody's darling, but she never once lost her head. Even when she was given head, she said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey Candy, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go, do 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 do. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where you said, "Hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey baby, take a walk on the wild side." Plum Fairy came down and hit the streets, looking for soul food and for a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, "Hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." All right. She is just speeding away. She thought she was James Dean for a day, but then you know that she had to crash. Valium would have helped that best. She said, "Hey Jackie, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." And the colored girls go, do 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 do.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yes, that's Shotgun Waltz from their brand spanking new EP. Is this our first time heard on the radio here, Jim?
Second time.
Second time.
Yeah, but
someone else had it first?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Just one.
That's okay.
Yeah. They got us a lot of gigs, so, you know, we had
I'll take sloppy seconds. That one's called Yankin' the Chains from Skin Deep.
Yep.
And I have the band right here, Shotgun Waltz. Jim, I guess, why don't we introduce the band after the first song, huh?
All right, you got it.
What do you want to do first?
So we're going to play a song that's not on the EP. It's a relatively new one that we've thrown in the clubs. It's called The Enemy Is Time.
All right. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Quiet on
Thanks.
Fantastic. What's that one called, Jim?
The Enemy is Time.
The Enemy is Time. Great stuff. Is that from the first EP?
No, that's a new one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. We're sneaking out new ones on you.
How come I didn't? Oh, brand new.
Yeah, we haven't.
It's not on the CD. It's not on the CD. Brand new. Yeah. Wow.
Might be on the next CD.
It better be. It's a great one.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Fantastic. Yeah, these guys are Shotgun Waltz. They've been on the show. 2014, you were in with a different EP. What was that one called?
Yeah, it was just a demo EP that we went in one day and just kind of pulled off.
Is that when you guys first got together?
Yeah, it was first when we first got together, and actually, there's no other members of that band anymore.
Oh, really?
Everybody has since moved on.
But Bob was here, though.
Yeah, Bob came after we did that EP, though. He had just joined about 6 months before.
Gotcha.
And
introduce yourself in the band.
Sure.
And what you guys play, Jim.
Sure.
This is Shotgun Waltz live on 91.5 WMFO.
Cool. Well, to my right over here, we have Mr. Bob Metzger, who's a lead guitar, song arranger, background vocalist, and great pedal steel player. You'll hear some of that on the CD as well. And then we have on the drums, Mr. Rick Whedon, who's also a stalwart of the Boston scene. He played with The Lines and other cool bands back in the 80s. So
right on.
Done a lot of stuff, original stuff. And then we have Jose Downs, also another experienced scenester in the scene.
Right.
Played in off the street.
Yeah. And he's most
yeah,
recent.
I thought he just climbed in from the
fucking He's the most
off
recent
the
one I've bamboozled into playing with us. So, yeah, like I said, it's great having a veteran core of guys who really get it.
Jose, is that what?
Yeah.
Where's Jose? What bands has Jose been in?
I played in Austin for a long time, but bands.
Oh, you're from Austin? Okay.
I'm from here.
Oh, all right. So you're from here, but went to Austin?
Well, no, I was from Austin, and I wanted to do original music, so I came up here, and this is a great scene up here for original stuff.
Oh,
so certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
But, older bands were Beat Surrender and Bill Bowman and some other power pop kind of things like that. So.
Fantastic. Well, welcome, Jose. I'm sorry to think you were someone. Sneaking on off the street. He showed up after the band. I had the fire escape door open. I thought he was just some guy.
Yeah, he does that to us too at practice. It's so annoying.
What do you have for us next, Jim?
Okay, I think we're going to play another new one. We're in the new mode here. So we're going to play a song that's about kind of taking a chance with folks. It's a little bit Elvis Costello sort of influenced. It's
nice.
Called Safety Blanket.
Right on. Shotgun Waltz on MFO. Shotgun Waltz here. What's that song called?
That's Safety Blanket.
Right on. Yeah, it did sound a little like Elvis Costello. Yeah. Love that.
Thanks, man.
We actually saw a big tribute to him last night.
How was that?
Sally O'Brien's. It was great. It was awesome. Yeah, Anthony Kaczynski was there. Just a bunch of people covering his stuff, and it was really cool.
Great songwriter. Yeah. Great songwriter.
Yep.
Love his stuff.
Me too. I guess he just played recently, too. Wasn't he, like, down in Providence just I think a week ago or something?
Is it that soon? Wow. I totally missed it then, if that's the case.
I did, too. I was like, wow, they have this big tribute thing, but you can see the real thing down there.
Right.
And then last night, I'm going, wouldn't that be funny if you just walked in? I mean, I think I'd do that if I was, like, rich and famous and I heard a tribute was up for him. He was down the road.
Yeah.
Walk in.
Just come in. Yeah.
Blow
check it out.
Everyone's mind. Yeah, that would be awesome. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
right,
totally.
Right. So we have Shotgun Waltz here live in the studio. And that one was Safety Blanket.
Yeah.
We'll play something else from the EP soon.
Yeah.
I figure you guys got, like, you want to play for a half hour or so?
Yeah, that works.
Why don't you just let me know when it's your last song coming up? And
maybe do a couple more. Two more maybe. What's that?
What are you going to play next?
Yeah, I think, why don't we do the title track from the CD instead of doing Penny? Why don't we do Skinny? Skin Deep, yeah.
Skin Deep.
Yeah, we'll do the title track.
Right on.
All right.
Shotgun Waltz on 91.5 WMFO.
Thanks.
Shotgun Waltz. Marie was wondering what the heck was going on. You broke a string, right?
I broke a string, and they kept going because they're pros, man.
It worked out great. I loved it. I loved the long opening. It was awesome.
It was great.
That's a new intro that was written right here on the radio.
Yeah, right on the radio.
It was a fantastic
intro. Thank God I brought a second guitar.
It was a fantastic intro, and you should have seen Jim changing his string. It was the fastest string change I've ever seen. What do you have next? Is it only one more? Or?
Yeah, why don't we do one.
What do you want me to play off the CD after?
Why don't you play 10 Paces? That's okay. Track 4.
All right, you got it.
That's a cool one. That came out good in the studio. Why don't we do Ghost Train?
Want to do Ghost Train?
Yeah.
Let's try Ghost Train.
And then we'll.
It all sounds great, by the way. Like, cool. You might not.
Yeah, it's hard. I can't hear my vocals at all.
Without the headphones. You can?
No.
You should be able to.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing what the radio hears, and you should be too.
Okay.
And it sounds good here.
Okay. That's all it counts.
Keep it up. Ghost Train.
All right. So, me and Bob just kind of jamming on this one to start.
Night gives way. Every white light is coming.